Apparently, when your kid gets her face painted at a carnival or a fair, she is following an ancient instinct. Scientists believe they have found evidence of an early human tendency to paint things, cave walls, bodies, whatever. The scientists discovered a toolkit for making paint in a South African cave. It looks to be the oldest evidence of paint making. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
It was a small world 100,000 years ago in southern Africa. Homo sapiens was pretty new on the scene, and a favorite hangout was a cave named Blombos near the Southern Ocean. Archaeologists like Christopher Henschelwood have spent decades finding stuff there that our ancestors left behind. Recently, Henschelwood uncovered two abalone shells with ochre ground into the shell.
And then above and below each shell and to the side of each shell was a complete kit that was used for producing a pigmented mixture.
Besides the shells, there were stone flakes, grinding stones, and bits of bone with reddish ochre on them. Ochre is a kind of iron oxide dug from the ground. Early humans used it as a pigment, as well as to thicken glue. Henschelwood, from the University of Witwatersrand in South Africa, says his discovery points to decoration.
I think the most likely explanation for this is that they were producing the paint. This really was a smoking gun.
Henschelwood says for a short time, the cave was a paint shop, the earliest ever seen. The makers added bone and charcoal to a liquid mixture to make it oily and viscous so it would stick. The ochre provided color and a matrix. It was complex chemistry, but stirred by hand.
We can see where the small quartz grains would have adhered to the finger. They've left a very tiny trace in the shell.
In a laboratory at George Washington University, anthropology student Andrew Zipkin opens a bag of ochre and puts it into a mortar.
So you need to sort of tap and break up first. As you can see, the finer grain material here that's really quite powdery now, this is ready to use. I can mix this with water, and I'll have a pretty nice paint out of this.
Zipkin is getting a PhD in, well, ochre, and how to make stuff with it the way ancient humans did. Lately, he's been exploring the other ancient use for ochre. He's gluing stone points onto arrowheads. Then he tests how well the glue works.
I went to an Ethiopian butcher in Falls Church, Virginia, and tracked down a goat carcass they had there.
He shot the arrows into the carcass. The arrowheads with ochre stayed on better than those without. Zipkin makes lots of ochre mixtures. You can tell by looking at his hands and clothes. He says you have to follow the recipe exactly right. It takes planning.
Well, I think we're going to find that these early people were smarter than we think.
Allison Brooks is an anthropologist at George Washington University. She says working with ochre reflects higher order thinking, and using it as paint probably represents an early form of symbolic thinking as well.
The ultimate purpose of putting something on yourself, your house, your walls, is to make a statement about who you are. So it would have been important to identify yourself as a friend.
Whoever these people were, primitive Picassos or house painters, their handiwork lasted 100,000 years and is described in the journal Science. Christopher Joyce, NPR News. Didn't house painters come before artists? I don't know. I guess not.
Well, not, I don't know, unless you consider cave painting house painting.